I'm Joe Ramsey. People in southern Gaza headed to the Rafah border on Monday in hope of a brief ceasefire to let foreign passport holders out and aid in on Monday. Instead, Israel's bombing was the heaviest in 9 days, according to Gaza residents, as it prepares to invade by land. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Palestinians and foreign nationals flocked towards the Rafah crossing on Monday, seeking to flee across the Egyptian border. But as food, water and fuel run short in Gaza, hopes for a brief ceasefire in the south to let foreign passport holders leave and aid get in were dashed, as Israel intensified its bombardment ahead of an expected ground assault. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said there was no truce, hours after Egyptian security sources told Reuters an agreement had been reached on Rafah.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken returned to Israel on Monday to talk about what he called the way forward after several days of shuttle diplomacy between Arab states. In Tel Aviv, Blinken met with Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant and offered Washington's continued support.
Mr. Secretary, this will be a long war. The price will be high, but we are going to win.
Blinken said U.S. allies in the region share his determination to ensure Israel's conflict with the Palestinian militant group Hamas does not spill over elsewhere in the region. Israel has vowed to annihilate the Hamas movement that rules Gaza after its fighters burst across the barriers surrounding the enclave on October 7th, gunning down 1,300 Israelis, many civilians. This is VOA News. There are growing fears in Europe that the conflict between Israel and Palestinian militants in Gaza will be felt beyond the Middle East. Henry Ridgewell reports.
The European Union has called an emergency heads of state conference to be held Tuesday. European Council President Charles Michel.
It has the potential to worsen tensions between communities and to feed extremism. Finally, there is a major risk of migration and movements of a large number of people to neighboring countries.
European nations gave Israel their full support in the days following the Hamas attacks. But critics say there has been mixed messaging from EU leaders as the Israeli assault on Gaza intensifies. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
The U.S. will offer migrant families separated at the U.S.-Mexico border under then-President Donald Trump temporary legal status and other benefits while barring similar separations in the future, according to a summary of a settlement agreement filed on Monday. The agreement currently applies to some 3,900 children separated from their parents during Trump's four-year presidency that began in January 2017, according to the American Civil Liberties Union, which represents separated families in a lawsuit first filed in 2018. The U.S. federal judge overseeing the 2020 election subversion case against former President Donald Trump in Washington has imposed a narrow gag order on him, saying he can't mount a smear campaign against prosecutors. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
The order bars the Republican former president from making statements targeting prosecutors, possible witnesses, and the judge's staff. Monday's order from U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan is a milestone moment in the federal case that accuses Trump of illegally conspiring to overturn his 2020 election loss to Democrat Joe Biden. Special Counsel Jack Smith's team has raised alarms about the barrage of statements disparaging prosecutors, the judge, and prospective witnesses. Trump's lawyers opposed any gag order, saying it unconstitutionally hinders his political speech. Steve Miller, VOA News.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Monday said Washington would keep on delivering quote-unquote robust aid to Ukraine following European Union concerns over her country's future support for Kyiv. Her promise came after the U.S. Congress dropped new funding for Ukraine from a recent bill to avert a U.S. government shutdown, a move that triggered doubts over Washington's continued commitment to supporting Kyiv against invading Russian forces. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
More. Music and more.
Music and more.